Service 58.
اسمع من اللي بيدخو ولو ايمر ايني يديا רבי יהודה ורב הונא אמרי חייב, ורב נחמן ורבי יוחנן אמרי פוטו. אז זה מחלוקת בורי ושמו, זה זמן לי ביודכו, והלא אומר איני יודע. אז רבי יהודה ורב הונא אמרי חייב, ורב נחמן ורבי יוחנן אמרי פוטו. זאת נגמורת, רב הונא ורבי יהודה אמרי חייב, בורי ושמו, בורי יודי. רב נחמן ורבי יוחנן אמרי פוטו, וראו כמומיימה בחזקה סמורת. רשי סז חייב לשלם, פוטו מלשלם, ומכל מוקים משבין לשבוע ססס, שכינו כדבורוב שאין ידע שהוא חייב לו. אז תו איס סופס דו אין די גמורה. וואן איס סופס טייסס ברינגס דאון, או איסד יסטי פן דמר המשיף, טייסס ברינגס דאון אר גמורה, מוני לי ביות חוב על האימר איני יודע, פירוש איני יודע עם הלבסני מאוילו, אבל הלבסני ואיני יודע עם פרעתיכו, צנן בהדיה באגויזר וחייב. But the ganze machlekes of bori v'shem or bori yodif or lav bori yodif, if a person says, I'm not sure if I owe you money, but if for sure I owed you money, sofek if I paid you, sofek if I didn't pay you, so tesis the vayl is not masbir, but tesis says, so often a gemore, that if a person says, for sure I owed money, sofek if I paid, sofek if I didn't pay, chay gavne, we don't say bori v'shem or lav bori yodif. Dear lekula amma, we say, bori yodif and he has to pay. Now, Tasis himself doesn't speak out why. Was it the Tzdode Ashaila? Why Taka Einachanami, even among the Omar Bori Veshema Bori Odif, Elav Bori Odif, Abo Be'eni Yodea in Praaticho, we say Lekula Alme, then Bori Odif. Why Lekula Alme Bori Odif? Chuzel Beshaila. Chuzel Beshaila. Bori Veshema Lav Bori Odif. So we will see Behemshech is two Esbeirim in Rabbi Seinu. One has ber val is a cheskas chiyuv. Val is a cheskas chiyuv. So b'meile b'chay gav le bor yodif. We have to explain what it means. So what is a cheskas chiyuv? Aber lemaisis lehoitzi. Bor v'shem lehoitzi lo yamrinen. It's a cheskas chiyuv. So what? What is the achro exactly? But this is one has ber. The second has ber is not because it's a cheskas chiyuv. No, the reason is it makes it a shema gerua. What do you mean you don't remember if you paid? You have to remember. If I don't remember if I owe or not, it's not a shema gerua. I'll explain to you why. And the tzad that I owe and I don't remember, thank you, the matzav is nishtas a good. But maybe thank you, I don't owe him. Maybe yes, you know. A person says, I don't owe. I don't remember. Maybe yes. You say, for sure I never took money? I can't say. You can't say I'm a shema gerua. But when a person says, for sure, I owed money, and I don't remember if I paid taki or not, does this Hashem a geruah? Does this Hashem a geruah? What do you mean you don't remember if you paid? What do you mean you don't remember if you paid? So it's two esbeirim, mamish, tzvei andere esbeirim, forget to the hemshech taki, what is the lomdus? But because we can do state in tesis, tesis really brings it down miyad in the gemore, that afilu as meyod ha-machleik is a bori v'shem ha-bori yodif, it's a mefurish ha-mishne. I'm saying, legabi this chaylik, we'll see later, legabi our mishne, it's not so poshut. But legabi, stam bori v'shemo, zog tesis a mefurish mishne, that bori v'shemo, when it's a for sure chiyuv, sofik if he paid back or not, eini yedea im praaticho, lekula alme bori yodif. And we said, other because the cheskas chiyuv is menatzeach b'tziruf the bori, I have to explain later what it means, it's totally how we'll understand in the end bori v'shemo. Other than that, no shaykh is the cheskas chiyuv, the nafkemina is, b'shemo geruah, b'shemo geruah. Because it's a Shema Geruah, why you don't remember? I'll explain to you where Chavtzach the Nafkemine. The Nafkemine is, Lu Yotzi L'Moshel, a person marries a Yisha. And we know for sure that she was not Mezana before. We know for sure she was not Mezana before. Now, it's a Pesach Pesuach. She says, Be'oines. He says, Be'rotzen. She says Bohines, he says Barotzen. So they have a machlekes. She says Bohines, he says Barotzen. So she says a Bori, Nenasti. He says no, it was a Rotzen. We mentioned yesterday, as the Maharam Shif says, it's called Eni Yodei Pratichu. For sure was a Chiyuv Ksuve, Sofik if she was Mizana or not. And on Mishnah we have two Sfekes. Maybe it happened before, then it's a Sofik Tak if he owes the money or not. But Luyutsu, for sure it didn't happen before. She was Becheskas Psula, she was aiding that before the Chasna she was a Psula. Now the Shaila is, for sure she was Nenas after the Erusin, Sofik Ba'ina, Sofik Berotzen. So L'chor B'Pashas, the Zalu Machlekes. Lefi Rabbi Gamliel Ne'emenes, she has a Bori. Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, Eina Ne'emenes. Zog the Maram Shif, no. If it's a Sofik, if she was Mezana Berotzen or not, this is Eini Yodeim Praticho. It's not Eini Yodeim Mischayavti, it's Eini Yodeim Praticho. Now we'll try to think with the two reasons that we said. If because she had a Cheskes Chiyuv, she had a Cheskes Chiyuv. He was Mischayav the Ksuve. Sofik, if she was Mezana Berotzen and she messed it up and she lost it, or not. So Zavada Cheskes Chiyuv, Sofik if she lost it or not. But if we'll say that it's not Musik of Cheskes Chiyuv. Bori v'shem or Lav Bori Yodif doesn't make a difference if it's a Cheskes Chiyuv or not. Lav Bori Yodif, Misofik, a person doesn't have to pay. So why is the halacha what Tesis brings down when a person has a choiv, Sofik if he paid back or not, he has to pay? Not because of Cheskes Chiyuv. Cheskes Chiyuv is not a reason to pay. Bori v'shem or Sofik lehoitzi lo yamrinen. It's a Shema Gerua. What do you mean? You don't remember if you pay? A Shema Gerua. We don't know yet what it means Shema Gerua. I have to see in Tesis the Klolim, Bor Yutei v'Shema Gerua. But it's a Musik Shema Gerua. Shema Gerua is when a person doesn't remember if you paid or not, it's Taki a Shema Gerua. He doesn't remember if he paid, it's a Shema Gerua. But if a person is not sure if his wife was Mezane Berotzen or not, it's not a Shema Gerua. It's not a Shema Gerua. When he has to know if his wife is Mezana Berotzen or not. How he could know if his wife is Mezana Berotzen or not? There's no way that he could know if his wife is Mezana Berotzen. It's not up to him to know. So while it's not up to him to know if his wife is Mezana Berotzen or not, so here we will not say it's Eini Yodeim Praticho. Here the halacha will be Bori V'Shem Lav Bori Yodif, and B'meile B'chai Gavne, he will not have to pay the money. So again, the halacha that Bori V'Shem Lav Bori Yodif, and when I'm alav bor yodif, but when any of them praticho, lekula alma he has to pay. We have two reasons: either because it's a cheskes chiyuv, and we will have here psalom this, that when it's a bori v'shemo, but it's a cheskes chiyuv against the shemo has to pay. Or not because the cheskes chiyuv against the shemo makes the shemo has to pay, but the shemo geruah. What do you mean? You don't remember if you paid? Taisus Bayos doesn't say it's beirim. Tanya be'ed yedechayim. Again, Taisus also says madgish. Akdomet to the sugya does it aloch. Hakdomet to the sugya does it aloch. I said, but the chatzach to nafkimina the two pshatim legabi the Maharam Shif that we said pshat in the Mishnah. That the Maharam Shif said that the Mishnah is only a suffik if it happened before. But if it's suffik, the suffik will be only if it happened later. She was mezane ba'inus or berotzen. It's any yedayim praticho. That's tali cheskes chiyuv ido. But taina grua, shema grua. Why he doesn't remember? It looks matne that he doesn't remember. Here it doesn't look matne. He doesn't know taki what happened. She was mezane ba'inus or berotzen. This is ein akdome. The Tesis Batsim says this akdome here. Shteis doesn't explain, but Tesis found, as we have given the akdome to in the sugya, we'll see later why, that you have to know that the whole sugya is be'eni yodei mischayavti, not be'eni yodei praticho. That's the hershta chelik. Second chelik of the sugya, we mentioned already in Daftes, Amud Aleph on Reb Nochem, said b'ktzora, but it's negia to the avonas ha-teisvis, we understand the teisvis. Reb Nochem said like this, Be'etzim the Gemara says, the first man do'oma holds bori yodif. What's the difference? Beirim, why Bori Yodif? The second man, the Omar, answers him, not that I don't hold from Bori Yodif. Zogt him the zweite man, the Omar, Ukim Omoine Becheskes More. Ukim Omoine Becheskes More. Zogt the Ramban in Bobe Basra, Dafla Medalet. It's Mevur in the Gemara by us, that the reason the man, the Omar, Bori Veshemo, love Bori Yodif, is only because Ukim Omoine Becheskes More. Aber Lu Yitzur is no Omoine Becheskes More. Like we said from the Nesivas, Lo Yitzur is no Mamoide Becheskes More, Bechayegavne Lekule Alme, Bor Yodif. Dehainu, man the Omar Bor Yivashem Ola Bor Yodif is masking to the Iker HaSvore that Bor Yivashem O Bor Yodif. Because he has a Svore connected that, Uki Mamoide Becheskes More. The Ramal Bobe Basel Amedalet, he speaks about the famous Gemore Ahu Arbe, who's a boat. זוימו של אבויסאי וזוימו של אבויסאי. היה איזה סעדה דה אבוסאי והיה איזה סעדה דה אבוסאי. All different cases דינו דגבור מבבאסר, זוג דה רמבן. ובכולי גמורב, שתיהם אומרים בורי. או שתיהם אומרים שמו. או ברף, איך עוד אומר בורי ואיך עוד אומר שמו? It's a boat in the middle of the yam. One says של אבויסאי. The other person says, maybe של אבויסאי. Avada, you give it to the bori. So the zoyim shel avoyisai, the zoyim shel avoyisai. Zog the Ramban. Avada, you give it to the bori. Avada, you give it to the bori. Why zog the Ramban? Ki amrinin begemori bor v'shem olav bor yodif. Haynu deukim amoyin becheskas more. Aval ochek shein echod mehem muchzok. Shein echod mehem muchzok. Vada she amrinin bor yodif. Or and the Ramban is mashma, what if both of them are muhzokim? One, what is the case? Simple case is Boba Basra, you just have it at the claw. One, if the Yisrael is the claw, then the whole two pages you go like, two people pick up Shaimers and Betalis. So the normal case is Zayim Akula Shili, Zayim Akula Shili. What if you two pick it up? One guy says, Rabbi Yisrael, I picked it up first. The other guy says, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm happy guy. No, I was pushing to get it. You know, I'm not sure if we picked it up together or not. I'm holding on, I'm not giving up. And the first guy said, listen, I saw myself sure that you picked up a second after me. And the other guy says, maybe I also, based on you decide, I mean, I also was pushing to get it. So the Ramban, so you have Bori v'Shemo. Here, both of them are muhzokim. This already is a third getter. So again, our magnet. Our case, you're the muhzik, I'm coming, you owe me money, you're a shemo. Av then zog the Ramban is a klora machloikis. Bori v'shemo, bori odif. The other man, the Omar says, ukim amoyne b'cheskas more. Yenem is a muhzik, you can't take it away from him. Zog the Ramban, if no one is a muhzik, then lekula alme bori v'shemo, bori odif. And now we have the third case, what would be if both of them are muhzokim? Both of them are holding the talis, both of them are muhzokim. I'm not going out at the beginning of Mitzvah, if everyone is muhzik b'chetzi, b'akoyl, and it's all both of them are muhzokim. Dechai Gavne, so maybe it's no problem, because, I don't know, fault l'maisi yenem is a muhzik, so maybe also, and the Omar Bori B'Shemo, Lav Bori Odiv holds, l'maisi yenem is a muhzik, you can't be mighty. This is what we have to be mistapik, and this will be nagia later to the Gdorim. Aber l'kula al mezok de Ramban, that when it's no muhzik, l'kula al mebori v'shemo bori odiv, de'ukim amoyne b'ches kasmore. This is the Ramban bo bebasar daf lamedvon. Zog de Bnochem, achidush. The etzem achidush is dover poshut. And Tesis is klo like that. In Shas b'derech klal, the Gemara says the Loshon, ha-moitzi mechaveiroi olavarai. Why the Gemara didn't use the Loshon by us, the same shprach? Rav Nachman and Rav Yechonon Amri potu, ha-moitzi mechaveiroi olavarai, and Bori is nishken raya. Why the Gemara had to say, ukim amayne b'cheskes more? Amoitzi mechaver ha'ol avaraye, ein lanu lehoitzi momen elo beraye bruro, un bori v'shemo is not a raye. One man da'omar holds bori v'shemo bori odif, ve'inoch man da'omar holds amoitzi mechaver ha'ol avaraye, and bori v'shemo is nishken raye, he's only a bori. And the Gemara doesn't say this sprach. The Gemara says the andere sprach. Ukim amoyne b'cheske smor. So Reb Nochem said a yisoid like this. It's good to know, but this is one of the Yesodis of Reb Nochem, Ksuvas Do. So Reb Nochem, what is Amoitzi Mechaveiroi Olavarai? The Yesod of Amoitzi Mechaveiroi Olavarai is Amoitzi Mechaveiroi Olavarai. If you want to be Moitzi Mechaveiroi, Olavarai, bring a Rai. Amoitzi Mechaveiroi, Olavarai. You want to be Moitzi Mechaveiroi, you want Olavarai, bring a Rai. So it's Aloha and the Moitzi. You want to be moitzi mechaveiroi. You want to be moitzi mechaveiroi. If you want to be moitzi mechaveiroi, so all over raya, you have to bring a raya. This is one aloche. Then is another aloche. Ukim amoyne becheskes more. Ukim amoyne becheskes more is not a aloche and the moitzi. It's a aloche and the machzi. Zog the person, I know it's mine. Ukim amoyne becheskes more, I don't want to give it to you. So again, it's two different uschoys. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olavarai, bring a raya. I'm not saying it's mine. Oh, please don't mix in, don't take it if you don't have a raya. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olavarai. You want to take it, proof. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olavarai. If you want to take this chayfetz, you have to prove that it's yours. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi olavarai. The one that wants to be Moitzi Mechaveroi, he has to prove this is a Moitzi Mechaveroi all over Raya. Uki Mamoine Becheskes Mor is the andere vort. I know the Chayfetz is mine. Explains Reb Nochem at Rob Weiter. A Moitzi Mechaveroi all over Raya means you can't take a Chayfetz if you don't have a Raya that it's yours. Ein Lehoitzi Momen Elo Beraya Brura. Uki Mamoine Becheskes Mor is the andere Zach. It means Cheskes Momen. The moment says that it's mine. The Loshon HaMa'arit in Tshuva is, what is Cheskes HaGuf? Ein lanu litlois ha'ishtalus milibeinu. We don't have to think that something changed me'atzmeinu. K'moikein, ein lanu litlois hishtalus ha'momoin milibeinu. We don't have to start to think that the moment changed. We have a chazoke. As they say, ein lanu litlois hishtalus ha'guf. Hishtanus adin melibeinu, ein lanu litlois hishtanus amomen melibeinu, as a cheskes momen. So it's two halachas in every cheskes momen. As one halacha is, when I want to come to take money from you, you tell me, hello, who are you? Hamoitzi mechaver, olav araye. You have to prove, I don't have to prove that it's mine, I don't know if it's mine or not. I'm telling you, Klor, I don't know if it's mine. But if you want to take it from me, you have to prove. Cheskes momen says another thing. Varam amuchzek, I know that it's mine. I'll give you a mashal. This is the Mesabel Deoizen. I have a ring. I'm not so sure if it's mine or not. So if you want to take the ring, I tell you, hello, I'm Moitzi Mechaver Elav Araya. But when I want to take this ring now, and I want to be Mekadosh HaIsha. So only if it's my ring, I can be Mekadosh HaIsha. So she tells me, Mechateisa, it's mine. I tell her, I'm the Muchzik. Uki Mamayne Becheskosa, it's mine. I could trust that it's mine. When you wanted to take the ring away from me, I told you, I'm Moitzi Mechaver Elav Araya. Prove that it's yours. Kozman, you can't prove that it's yours? I don't have to answer you. I'm Moitzi Mechaver Elav Araya. You want to take it? I'm Moitzi Mechaver Elav Araya. But to say that it's mine, you have to say, Uki Mamayne Becheskes Mor. Now, Moses places in Shas, Zog Reb Nochem, Shlav Sholosh. When a person has a Din Torah, this is the famous Gemara. We'll have to see it very good in the Tosfos. What is the case? A shor is nogach ha-poro, and the poro died. Now, chutz from that, the poro was mu'beres. She had a vlad. The vlad is dead on the floor. If the vlad was nofal before the negiche, I didn't cause that damage. That damage happened anyways. If because the negiche, she lost the baby, so I'm a mazik, sign the poro, sign the vlad. A sofer. You want our pay? It's enough to say, you don't have to say more than that. You want me to pay? The Gemara doesn't have to use the Rishprach, Uki Mamoine Becheskes Mor. This is not Anoise. Anoise is, I have to pay you, I don't have to pay you. Why by us the Gemara says, Uki Mamoine Becheskes Mor? Zog Reb Nochem like this. We have a Bori Veshemo. How the first man the Omar, Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya, when we have a Shaila. Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya. But when we have a Bori Veshemo, Mehod Nishkin Shaila. We don't have a Sofek. He says Bori, he knows, you don't know. If he knows, give it to him. Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya is the Mehod HaSofek. When was the Negiche? I don't know when was the Negiche. Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olav Araya. Proof? I don't know. You want proof? Well, Elbe says, I know it happened. I know for sure that it happened. If I know for sure that it happened, so we made a B'chai Gavner, pay me. I know that it happened. When I have a Suffolk, if the show is Nogach or not, so ain't a Chanami. But if it's not Suffolk, it was a Nogach or not. I'm telling you, Bori, that this will happen. Ichveis Klor, that this will happen. So if I'm telling you, Bori, that this will happen, and I know Klo will happen, Al Samoitzi Mechaver Olav Araya, the Bori Veshemo will win. When Sharoso? Pashtus. This is the whole thesis. What happens to Bori Veshemo in a case of Shor, Shalogach HaSapora? This is the whole Spiras HaSugyas. But, if I say that we're learning here, Al Bori Veshemo, Bori Veshemo, Bori Yodif. Zog the second man the Omar, Ober Zbuki Mamayne Becheskes Mor. The Muchzik tells the Bori, I know it's not yours. The Cheskes Momen says, I'm right. You're right, I don't have a Suffolk also. You're right that I'm a Shemo. But the Cheskes Momen tells me, don't be a Shemo. Cheskes Mammon tells me, Mistama, it's yours. So while I have a Cheskes Mammon, I'm not going to give it to you. The Cheskes Mammon is machriya to me that it's mine. Memela, you can't tell me Baruch Hashem Bar Yadiv. When you can tell me Baruch Hashem Bar Yadiv? When I don't know, so I will trust you. Val ukim amayin becheskes more. This will be said loshen amishne. Arei ze becheskes beulo. The husband tells the wife, you becheskes beulo. The cheskes mamon tells me what happened. Cheskes mamon is machriya to me the shayle. So memela, to win the Baruch Hashem, the only way to win the Baruch Hashem, to menatzeach the Baruch Hashem is. The way we menatzeach the Baruch Hashem is with the ukim amayin becheskes more. This is the Torah from Reb Nochem. B'mele, the Gemara by us says ukim amayin becheskes more, and the Gemara by us doesn't say amoytzim mechaver olav araya. We will see as a kasha from the Gemara Babikame that the Gemara will use that the wrong lashon. The Hemshach HaTesis will see Reb Nochem is miyasha for the shenis when we get to the sugi Babikame. But as our Gemara says there like, let me get first the Gemara weiter. I'll tell you, the Yeshua himself says an andere hesbar in Ganzen. I didn't want to go into it. The Yeshua himself says why the Gemara doesn't say Amoitzi Mechaber Alevaraya, and he has an andere mahalach to explain here the sugya. Chidushim. Let me send the Gemara weiter. Omar Abaye le Rabbi Yosef. This Gemara be'etzem needs a pshat. I want first to have good pshat Gemara Rashi before we start the thesis. Omar Abaye le Rabbi Yosef. If I would be Abaye, I would say like this. Omar le Abaye to Rabbi Yosef, Abaye would say to his Rebbe, Hode Rav Huneh ve Rabbi Yudeh ve Rabban Gamliel ve Rabbi Yeshua. Machlekes, Rav Huneh ve Rabbi Yudeh, Bori ve Shem, Bori Yodif or not, this is the Machlekes in our Mishnah. And this is the bottom line of the Gemara. This is what the Gemara is trying to get to. Why the Gemara is going in such a long way? Hode Rav Huneh ve Rabbi Yudeh de Shmueli, that they passed in the Aloche ki Rabban Gamliel. So if they pass the Aloche ki Rabban Gamliel, so b'meile, this Machlekes is Machlekes Rabban Gamliel for Rabbi Yeshua. You're trying to say that Machlekes Ravune Rabbi Yudah for Ravune, that they hold Bori Veshemo, Bori Odif, it's Rabban Gamliel. So I would say, hold the Ravune with Rabbi Yudah, the Rabban Gamliel. The Gemara doesn't say it straight. Could be it's not such a starke kasha, because the Gemara wants to fear us in the end of the Gemara, kasha hilchase hilchase. This is the reason, pshat. The Gemara will be so simple, this Gemara here. L'chura this machlekes is Ravune with Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara will answer, Omar loch Ravune. I could go even like Rabbi Yeshua. You know, our Mishnah is chazoken, our Mishnah is amigu. This is ba'etzem the sugya. L'chura bori v'shem bori yodif is machlekes Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara will answer, no, it's not the same machlekes. You could hold bori v'shem or lav bori yodif. And in our Mishnah, bori yodif, because is a cheskes aguf and is a migu. This is be'etzem the tamtis of the ganze Gemara. And the Gemara gate arum and arum and arum. Maybe we'll answer it in a second. So I'm learning, Omar le'abai le'Rabbi Yosef. Hoda Ravuna v'Rabbi Yudah de Shmueli. That not. Hoisem mu'beres v'omru lo mativo shel ubor zeh. She has a kid. They ask her, what is the kid? From where you move Beres? She says, Me'ish Ploidi Koyen. It's not a mamzer. It's not a posel. He's a kosher kid. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer were in the MMS. Omar Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel, Alochi ki Rabban Gamliel. Omar le Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah, Shinen, Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Alochi ki Gamliel, Af Borishoino. My Af Borishoino. Af Al Gav, the Yiki, Lemei, Maruki, Momayne, Bechizkose. More. Amar Rabban Gamliel, Bori Yodi. This is the main Reb Shmuel. So we made a Shmuel holds like Rabban Gamliel, and now the Gemara will ask that Ravuna is like Rabban Gamliel. Like I said before, I'm not the Gemara. Now this Gemara alone is a little bit pshat. The second Mishnah is Machlekes Bori v'Shemo b'Yisuri. They ask her Isha, what is this kid? What kind of kid he is? She said he's a kosher kid. He's a kosher kid. Rabbi Gamliel holds she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua holds she's not believed. Our Mishnah is a machlekes, Bori v'Shemo and Mominus. I want to ask you a shayla. Is a shaykhis in between the two machlekesim? By us is a shayla if Bori v'Shemo helps lehoitzi Momin or not. There is a shayla for Isha is nema to say that the vlad is kosher or not. And the vlad and the yud gimel to see what is the machlekes. What is the tzushtel b'chlav in the two gemores? So what do you tell me? That does go for the tells of the gemore? That by us is a problem because ukim omeinu b'cheskes more? And the Gemara Mashma is exactly the same machlekes. If you nemo to say that your kid is a kosher kid, deal with the shalif and Eidecho nemo b'isurim. You ask the Isha, who is this kid? Eidecho nemo b'isurim. She says, the kid is a kosher kid. Why Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe? Mailo also b'yuchzik. No shalif machlekes bori b'shema. But also we have a sugi of bori b'shema. We have a sugi of bori b'shema. Bori b'shema helps, bori b'shema doesn't help. The Gemara could say, "My av borishoyno, that be machlekes." But no, byos, uki mamoyne becheskas more. It's pesacheskas moment. Byos is a cheskas moment. So shtiklo, I'm saying we have to learn the next sugyas. But again, samot nezach. Be'etzem, it's one shaila. The Gemara be'etzem brings down a machlekes bori b'shema b'momenes, and the Gemara wants to bring out from the Mishnayos, and she goes a long way. Is a Mishnah legabe? Is it a Mishnah legabe isurim? Not legabe momenes. And the Gemara says, "Af borishoyno." And the Gemara, "Mistome, what is the longest? Because by us it's epis momenes." Oh, now zog the Gemara, it's daima to bori v'shema. So I want to mark what I'm saying before we explain what the Gemara exactly says. Aber ravada that this is the tzursa d'shmaise. The Gemara found from that piece of Gemara that the machlekes by us, it's even when it's a cheskes momen, even when it's against momen, and the Gemara is medame the machlekes rabune. Rabbi Yude, Keilu, who would say like this. Without arguing more, I would say that by us, it's Bechlal not against a Cheskes Momen. Val, she's Becheska that she's Chayiv the Ksuva already. It's not Negeat to Bori B'Shemo. Bori B'Shemo, I don't know, if I come over to a person and tell him, you owe me money. So Zuchvesh Nish. Then Bori B'Shemo doesn't help. By us, she got married. She's Becheska that she has to give a Ksuva. She wants to be Mechadish, Misharastani Ne'enasti. Maybe it's under machlekes. But we call them the source of the Gemara is the Gemara bought a machlekes in Bori v'Shemo legabi isurim that lechura hodnish can shaychus legabi momenes, and the Gemara says my af bori shoyno even that it's negia to momenes. Skilu says a zaitik eteretz even the dust is the ganze. But maybe if we call them going back to our Gemara, zog the Gemara is the machlekes Ravune v'Rav Yude. If Bori v'Shemo helps in momenes, it's the machlekes Rabban Gamliel v'Rav Yeshua. Zog the Gemara, Leimer Rabbi Yude v'Ravune the Amri Kerbon Gamliel, v'Rav Nachman v'Rabbi Yechanon the Amri Kerbi Yeshua. And that's what we mentioned. Be'etzem this kasha is even without this akdome. The kasha is Leimer Machlekes Ravune v'Rav Yude Amri Kerbon Gamliel, v'Rav Nachman v'Rabbi Yechanon Amri Kerbi Yeshua. And this is be'etzem what the Gemara is saying. Mishum ma'as, as a psa riches do, that needs a pshat. The Bible is to leave it like a hor. Omar loch Rav Nachman, and we said, the Rashash frekt. Omar loch Rav Nachman v'Rabbi Yechanon. Why the Gemara said Rav Nachman? Okay, the Gemara later will ask Hilchese, but it needs pshat. Bez Hashem, we'll come out in the end of the sugi, we'll see that it's Miyushev Kimin Choymer, all these kashes. As they frag the Rashash, Omar loch Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yechanon, and not then we hold Bori B'Shem or Lav Boriot. But Afilo Ochi, and not the Amri, Afilo Kirab Gamliel. Even though we hold normally Bori B'Shem or Lav Boriot, here we hold like Rabban Gamliel. עד כאן לא יקרא אומר רבי גמליאל הוסם אין אר מישנה אלו דאיקה מיגו אבל אוכם מה איגו מה מיגו איקה הנה מי עד כאן לא יקרא אומר רבי גמליאל הוסם אלו דאמרינן וכמו החזקוסו אבל אוכם מה יחזו כאיסלי להי two תירוצים one תירוצים is בעצם בכל התירי כולו בורי ושמו לאו בורי עודיף why in אר מישנה רבי גמליאל הוס בורי עודיף so the first תירוצים is איקה מיגו the second תירוצים is The Amrinen Chazoke. It's the machine we lost. First teretz is Ike Migu. Second teretz is The Amrinen Chazoke. The Achoyin my Oymed. Why the Gemara Meshal the Shprach? The Gemara say The Ike Migu. Ina Mi The Ike Chazoke. The Gemara is Meshal the Loshen. First teretz the Gemara says by an Ar Mishne Ike Migu. Second teretz of the Gemara The Amrinen Chazoke. What is the Migu? Zogt Rashi Amodne Migu. Lamezen the Rashi. אלא דאמרינן מיגו, כגוי משערסטני נאנסתי, and what is the מיגו? She could have said, מוקסייצני, דאמרינן מיגו. I'm sorry, the Rashi brings down the two cases דאמרינן מיגו. First case is, משערסטני נאנסתי is the Mishnah by us, and the second case is, the Mishnah דף יוד גימל, משערסטני נאנסתי. And now Rashi is going to explain why in these two cases is a מיגו. First Rashi is explaining the first case, and then Rashi is explaining the second case. The Amrinen Migu on the first case, the Boya Tainim Ma'al Yisameach, כגון גם משרסתני נאנסתי, ותאיני מוקסי צני, תאיני מעל יסד, דלי פוסל נפשו מכהונה. וכאומר נאנסתי משרסתני, וקומים סל נפשו. ואיש אס ישראל שנאנסו אסור לכהן, שמע מנקוש לכו אמרו. This is לגבי the first case. לגבי the second case, וגבי היא אומר אס מוקסי צני, איבו יאמר מוקסי נצח תאיר ואיס לא מרסם. וכאומר מוקסי צני תקוינים לכם ואין לי אלא מונה. זאת דרשי שהיא איזה מיגו. In two cases. In our case, in the mission of Yud Gimel, she has a migu. What is the migu by us? She says, Misharastani ne'enasti. She could have said mukaseit. What is the difference? She says, Misharastani ne'enasti, she's osur lekuhuna. She says mukaseit, she's mutar lekuhuna. Frek de Rashash, I never found such a migu in Shas. What is migu in Shas? To have it klo. Rashash is kashu. Every migu in Shas is like this. I come over to you and I say, Sode zu shel avisecho, shel avoisai. If I tell him, yes, I bought it from you. So you tell me, where's the shtar? I don't have a shtar. So give it. But I have a migu. I could have said, it's my father's. If I would say my father's, someone says, my boy is behai are. The normal case of the Gemara, and the Basra that membeza mudbeis. Memdara mudbeis. Ahu the dar bekashta. A person lives in a house. His friend comes over to him and tells him, my boy is bayare. I bought it. Where's the shtar? I don't have a shtar. Believe me, b'migu, I could have said, it's mine. You don't have right that it's yours. I was moide, sode zu shel avisecho, velokachti. I have a migu. So what is the migu? In the second taine, I would win. Now I'm tiny, such a tiny. Believe me that I'm right because I could have lied. In this case, if she says mukasei tzani, why she's getting a ksuva? Why she will get a ksuva if she says mukasei tzani? He says no. He says maybe you're a mezane. Vayder bori v'shemo. If she will say mukasei tzani, why she would get the money? He says shemo you're not a mukasei. Maybe you're a mezane. I don't know what is the truth. Vayder bori v'shemo. Again, she's a bori. She says mukaseit. She's a bori. She says misharastani ne'enasti. He says I don't know. Maybe koydim sharastich ne'enas. V'hoyom mikri mekachtois. I don't want to pay you. So she said, believe me that I'm saying misharastani. I could have said mukaseit. And if you say mukaseit, I also don't believe you. I'm also not believing you. I'm saying maybe it happened before and a person did it and you're not a psula. So she doesn't have a migu. What kind of migu is it? What kind of migu is it? A migu is alamo that in the other tiny I would win. Here in the other tiny she also doesn't win. It's also a bori v'shemo. So Rashi comes to answer it, and Rashi explains, you're right that the other tiny is not a winning tiny, but it's a little bit softer. Here she says, "Misharastani ne'enasti," she's also lekehuna. Now she's muta. She tells her, I'm not a kohen. You're married to me. I'm not a kohen. It doesn't make a difference to me if you're a kohen. Yes, but later, if I divorce you, your bite will be possible. But if you die, you mean of kimina for me. Does macht amigu? As they break the rashash. Lo imotzanu chover leach migu bashas. This is one shayla. Second shayla, break the shita mikubetzes. Migu lehoitzi lo yamrina. Migu lehoitzi lo yamrina. It's a migu lehoitzi. So the Achronim, the Rishonim of the Shita, the Achronim want to answer the Pashtus with the Vav we'll learn chat, that this migu for sure doesn't help the Hilchis migu. It's a migu that is mitstaref to the Bori Veshemo. Again, we have to know. I'm saying today we're just learning the pshat. Every time Bori Veshemo plus migu helps, as if it comes the Vav. You have to know if it doesn't be the klal. Migu lo itzi lo yamrina. Bori Veshemo lo itzi lo yamrina. You have a migu, you win. Why? What? No, if you mandam about Rishon Bar Yodif, lab Bar Yodif. When mandam about Rishon lab Bar Yodif, the Shem is a muchzik. But lechura, this is the only pshat. Why I'm saying that? Was Rishonim that will learn that the Gemara means to answer? No, by us is a migu. The Shita Mekubetzes in the beginning understand it, that the Gemara answers, they say like this, B'kol HaShas Bori V'Shema La Bori Yodif. Our Mishnah, it's not Mitzad Bori V'Shema, it's Mitzad Migu. They go with this Rashi in the Mishnah. סל כדאי דוח בורי ושמו. למסכון אינו שייכס את בורי ושמו. It's a switch. The Gemara means מיגו. The Gemara בכלל doesn't mean בורי ושמו. What? She wants to get a ksuva. So this is okay. Right. This is I didn't bring down first the shittas kasha, because it's totally if you learn, if the migu helps the shtar, going back to the test, Tesis calls it migu lohitzi. The last line of Tesis Amud Beis, Tesis calls the lady when she has a migu lohitzi, right? Tesis Amud Beis, the last shura in Tesis Amud Beis, Tesis calls every time when the isha has a migu to help the migu, Tesis calls her migu lohitzi. So Tesis calls it migu lohitzi. But you're right, maybe it's not. But Tesis calls it migu lohitzi. So this was the shayla. The shita in the beginning understand that our sugya is zog the gemara Omar Rab Nachman on Mishnah no shaytas to bori b'shemo. It's a sugya of migu. Ma'at another teretz sugya of chazoke. The moshul the ra'o just to make the kasha klol the ra'o zog. Ein echanami the teretz of migu is a shvachet teretz. It's not a real migu. That's a migu lahoitzi. The gemara really meant the next teretz chazoke. She just started with a migu. But she mainly means the second teretz. The hand of the Rishonim really had a tzad that the Gemara really meant to answer. Our Mishnah is the under Maralach. She's never mitzad migu. And then Sabot Nezach, Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua, if the migu helps or not. All of that we have to explain. And we have a Machlekes of that. Why we not know? Nachamo, we're answering Tziruf. I'm explaining. The Rishonim had a tzad that the Gemara. The Rishonim had a tzad. That the Gemara is not answering Bori plus Amigu. And because of the Val. Now, is a Shaila Bori Veshem or Bori Odif? He doesn't say it. But the Rishayim don't say that. The Rao says, Mishnah says it. The Rishayim had a tzad that the Gemara holds Bori Veshem or Lav Bori Odif. It's nothing. Finish. It's over. You can't say Mitzaref. If it's no Maile Bori above Shema, so the Aloha is Migu doesn't help. You can't, it's not like, oh, I will add a lot of things together, they will work. I'm explaining, or maybe I'll explain myself. Amor, you can add some things. Chazoke, Migu, you can add. In Bori B'Shem, Lav Bori Yodif. Lav Bori Yodif. You have a Migu. Other Migu works, other Migu doesn't work. No, but I'm also a Bori. So what? I'm saying, in Rashi, the Vail, some developed, while the Rashi holds that the Migu is a Shvach Migu, Muzna Zogin, if we want to know that the Migu is a Shvach Migu, that the Teretz of the Gemara is that it's a Tziruf. I said, this is why I was malish in the Mishnah. Rash said kusal kedai toch, but this is the reason some achrenim wanted to learn the maskona, it's only migu, but we can't learn like this lechure, because Rashi says the Val is a very shvach migu. And the second migu is even more shvach. Rashi says in one time I'll get 100, in the other time I'll get 200. She wants to be never now on the whole thing. And normally you can't, again, if it's a tziruf of svaris, and a vada, the avoid is to be masbir later in the Hemshech HaSugya. What is the tziruf? What is the tziruf? The migu doesn't help, the bori doesn't help. You can't be mitzaref. Not every two little things work. Bori b'shema, the lotus will be that, maybe I'll give a pesach. I didn't want to give a pesach, but I'll give a pesach. I'll explain what I mean to say. If bori b'shema doesn't help, the marshal, the nusach that we said, we'll use the chasim sefer, the first nusach. Because the Shema is a muhzik, the bori doesn't help. Pile on the bori, put on them five migus. If the Shema is a muhzik, bori doesn't help lohoitzi, migu lohoitzi also doesn't help. The first man, the Omar holds, bori v'shema zog dechasim sefer, the Shema is not a muhzik. How the tzveite man, the Omar is a muhzik. If I'm a muhzik, have a migu. Migu doesn't help. Migu doesn't help. If there's a under a svara, the Moshe will say the bori is bori odif. It's no sveikus, and the Ozma the Omar doesn't hold that bori is odif. Maybe with a migu he's a better bori. I'm just explaining. It's nishna as they like to say it's a tziruf, because if we take the chasim sefer, we take the first case, the chasim sefer. There's no real machlekes. Just when the Omar shem bori v'shem bori odif falls, shem is nishkin muhzik. When the Omar lav odif falls, uki mamayne becheskes mori. He's a muhzik. So he has a migu. Have a migu leitzi leyamrinen. It doesn't even clap together. It's not even mitzaref together. If you say different svaras in bori v'shem, then the Omar bori v'shem holds, we don't have a suffix bichla, like the Avshach and Toyin v'nitin, and the Ozma the Omar holds, that you have to answer me, Epes. The Ozman the Omar holds that you have to answer me. If this were the Ozman the Omar holds, but when you have a bori mitamigu, so efshar einu chenami, it's much better. Maybe Chai Gam, that's much better. No, that's the ain't teretz of the Gemara. Zoy the Gemara second teretz. Inami. Ad kan lo yikro amar Rabban Gamliel hosom, elo de amrinen ukmo aches kosa. De amrinen ukmo aches kosa. That is a chazoke. Aval hoche mai chazoke isle. The reason Rabban Gamliel holds she gets a ksuve, vayl is a chazoke. Vayl is a chazoke. Weil es der Chazoke ist, Rabbi Gamliel says, Ukma Cheskoso. What is the Chazoke? Cheske Saguf. The Cheske Saguf says that it happened much later. This only helps on our Mishneh. And the next Mishneh, that she says, Muka Seitzani, Cheske Saguf doesn't help. What helps Cheske Saguf? What? Again, she says it happened beginning because of Muka Seitz. What will help the Cheske Saguf? Rashi in the first case was masbir, why is a migu in our case, and why is a migu in the second case? In Chazok already, Rashi didn't go to explain the next Mishnah. Because maybe the Chazok attack doesn't help in the next Mishnah. Maybe the Chazok doesn't help in the next Mishnah. What will help Chazok in the next Mishnah? She says, Muka Seitzani. It didn't happen. What will help Cheske Saguf? So some Rishonim say that as Chazok is Tam Bnois Yisroel Eino Mezanois. So Mistome didn't happen with his nus. Rashi doesn't mention Gomesh. Now again, now let me clear him. The second Teretz of the Gemara also means Tzirufim. Or maybe the second Teretz already doesn't need to come to Tzirufim. Cheske Saguf, could be my Tzimon. Maybe you don't have to come to Tzirufim. And the first Teretz we said, you need to come to Tzirufim. The Migu was a Shvach Migu. And the second teretz, maybe we don't have to come to tzirufim. Loshen Rashi is a shtikel mashma that you don't have to come to tzirufim. Rashi says, "Aval ochem mai chazoke ik ukma chazoke misofiklon hamid aisha al chizkoso mai chazoke isle tuvei de nukma chizkoso likvois hilgach zikl basar cheskes de mamoina." So the shayla, the second teretz works with tzirufim, but doesn't work with tzirufim. Anders sagen, it doesn't work with tzirufim. And then medayik the loshon haGemara very gishmak. And the first teretz the Gemara says deike migu, although it's going with bari v'shemo. The second teretz is de amrinen chazoke. Although ne nishmuchach, could be that it is a tziruf. What would be the tziruf here? Here the tziruf maybe will be that the chazoke breaks the cheskes momen and b'meila the bari wins. Here the tziruf could be a sach leichter. Before we had the mitzaref the migu to the bari. I don't know exactly how it was with Tzarev. Here, maybe we'll do that the Cheskes Aguf could break the Cheskes Momen. The Cheskes Aguf could break the Cheskes Momen. And Valet could break the Cheskes Momen, but Mele is no Cheskes Momen. If it's no Cheskes Momen, but Mele, the Bori could win. But Mele, the Bori could win. This will be the Ma'alach of the Gemara, the Tziruf. So again, nish klor in the Gemara, if the Gemara, again, in Loshen HaRashi, in the Mishnah state, kusal kedai toch bori v'shemo. But the Gemara in the Maskona doesn't stay with bori v'shemo. In the Rosh, in the Aftes, when he brings down our Gemara, he says, machlekes Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Yeshua is bori v'shemo. So nish klor yedevail, if it is with the tziruf, it's not with the tziruf. But mikol mokim zog the Gemara, by us we have a migu, and by us we have a chazoke. That's the tzur of the Shmaisa. Zog di Gemore, Yochanami Mistabre, that our Mishnah is not mitzad Bori v'shemo alein. It's only mitzad a tziruf. B'tziruf chazok, or b'tziruf migu. Kedem shanin, and Rab Nachman, who do omar ki Rab, Rab Nachman, who do omar ki Rabban Gamliel. Why, dim ken, kash, ilchese, ilchese. Kaim lon ilchese ki Rab Nachman, that Bori v'shemo, lav Bori yodif. Kaim lon ilchese ki Rab Nachman bedine. Ubehor, omar Rab Yudah, omar Shmuel, aloche ki Rabban Gamliel. Elo shmamina, kedem shanin, el shmamina. So here, before we go weiter, the Maram Shif stels a kasha. He says, and the second teretz, what is the second teretz of the Gemara? You have a cheskes aguf. So the Bori v'shemo doesn't win stam in the Mishnah, it only wins b'tziruf cheskes aguf. What the cheskes aguf says? That it happened later. Oh, but maybe it happened berotzen. Maybe it happened berotzen. You know that it happened later. Oh, but maybe it happened berotzen. So she says that it didn't. Sach bari v'shema. What is the teretz of the second teretz of the Gemara? Be'etzem bari v'shema laf bari yodif. Why she gets a ksuve? The cheskes aguf helps her tain it. He says maybe it happened before. Cheskes aguf says that it happened later. Say maybe that could happen later. Maybe that could happen later. But maybe it happened berotz. So after them is two terutz. The Maram Shif miyad yos the teretz that we said before. Zog the Maram Shif and you did praticho. So our sugya has to work with any damn praticho. Now, legabi bari v'shemo, cheskes aguf says that it happened later. But even if it happened later, but maybe it happened berotzen. So if bari v'shemo bari yadif, it's good. But if we don't have bari v'shemo bari yadif, so maybe it happened later. The teretz is and you did praticho. So lefid this, abin nacham our mishnah is muchach the yisoid if any yadayim praticho. Because on that we don't have a pshat in the teretz of the Gemara, and it's not time of teretz. No, it's maskolas of Gemara. Kasher Shmuel ad Shmuel. So we say Einach Nami Alochik Rabban Gamliel, and not because Bori v'Shema, because the Cheskes Aguf. Especially the Rao says the second teretz is the Iker teretz. Aber Cheskes Aguf says that it happened later. Aber weiter, we don't know if it happened Berotz in the Bainus. The teretz is it's any yadayim praticho. But it's like any yadayim praticho. So again, it's telling the two pshat, you know, we said in the beginning. If because it's a cheskes chiyuv, it's a cheskes chiyuv. If because it's a reyus that the person doesn't know, it's not going to reyus here. This is the way the Maram Shif answers. Some rishonim and achronim answer here in the sheet is a cheskes kashas. Cheskes kashas. Again, I will add that. Cheskes kashas. Cheskes kashas. Now I want to be masbin. Such a posh the teretz for the Maram Shif, didn't know cheskes kashas. No, the teretz is, cheskes kashas can never be moitzi momen. Cheskes kashas is a shvach chazoke. Cheskes kashas is a shvach chazoke. Oh, but again, if the chazoke works with the bori, could be even cheskes kashas with the bori could work. If the chazoke has to work on her own, so cheskes kashas cannot be moitzi momen. Cheskes aguf is moitzi momen. Cheskes kashas is not moitzi momen. Cheskes aguf is a chazoke alime is moitzi momen. Cheskes kashas is not a chazoke alime. But again, it's b'tziruv bori. So again, so the teretz of the second teretz of the Gemara is that we have a chazoke in our Mishnah, and b'tziruv the chazoke it works. Now we have two ways to learn. We can learn chazoke b'tziruv bori, and we can learn chazoke alime. This is the first thing we said. Now we had another shaila, but maybe it happened later b'rotzen. The teretz is one teretz any day in praticha. Second teretz is, she has a cheskes kashas. She says, here we have to add. If we learn that it's working with the bori, so it's not shma that the cheskes kashas sticks together with the bori and they could be moitzi momen. But if the Gemara meant in the second teretz, no shaykhes to bori b'shemo, stam chazoke is moitzi momen, loy shomanu, even cheskes aguf is a chidush that it's moitzi momen. Because it's a starke chazoke. Cheskes kashas, cheskes tzadekes, cannot be moitzi momen. Cheskes kashas cannot be moitzi momen. Lama zan de teisvus. Rav Huna ve Rav Yudah Amri Chai. Lecheure nire, de leslu de rababe de omar, mitoich shein yocha li yishova mishal. De taime de rababe mishun, de dor yishuva sa shem tiye ben shneem velei ben ayoshim, ben omar mone la abba biyodecho vicho, ve omar chamishim yadane ve chamishim lo yadane, ve avui ke aigav ne mitoich shein yocha li yishova mishal. ואימון לי ביות חוב על האימר אין יודע חייב, אין כאן שבוע, ואפילו הוא אימר אין יודע בכל חייב. What is Taisis Kasher? Taisis says like this, the Gemara and Shvuah, the Gemara says, Shvuah Hashem תהיה בין שניהם ולא בין היורשים. That man the Omer holds, what is the Pshat Shvuah Hashem תהיה בין שניהם ולא בין היורשים? The Halacha is like this, if a person comes to his friend, you owe me money. So if he's made it במקצת, he's חייב שבוע. What would be if he says, Chamishim yadane v'chamishim lo yadane. So the halacha is moide b'miktzas, but he can't make a shvua. So the Gemara darshins, lefi rababe, that holds mitoch shen yochel lishova mishalem, only the father that had to know has to make a shvua, has to pay mitoch shen yochel lishova mishalem. But the kids that didn't have to know, by them is no halacha mitoch shen yochel lishova mishalem. Only by the father that had to know, you say mitoch shen yochel lishova mishalem. But by the kids, you don't say, so this is the drosha. Shvuas Hashem, tia ben shneyem, veloy ben ayorshim. The father is mechuyah b'shvuah, and mitoch shen yochol yishoa mishalem, the kid is not. Friktei says, why the father is mechuyah b'shvuah ben yochol yishoa? If Yenem says, you owe me money, and Yenem says, I don't know, he has to pay. There's no shvuah. So al kochoch, this man, the Omar that holds, bori b'shem or bori odif, doesn't hold that drosha. Friktei says, akashe v'teime. The perk is shnechum gabayim az achi mashma, the abaya is the money libiyot chavalayim and yodea chayet. פריחס כסבתי משמע דאיסטי לרדו רבאבה. יש להם עוד אפילו מנועם החייב איקי למדרש שבוע ששם תהיה בין שניהם לבין היורשים. נתן הקייס 50 ידענו ו50 לא ידענו. זה בשניהם לא ידע אלו כשאידך עוד מייד שאיך עוד חייב לחבר רימונה. זה בעבו הם מתוך שיוכל לשמוע משל. So we can have a אחד תמצא. פרק תאיס הסקש. We'll just start. תאימה. דרב יודה גופי איסלה בריש הפורה אפילו ניזק אוימר בורי ומזיק אומר שמו, המויצי מחבר אוי אולו וראי. פרק תייסס הקשה. This is בעצם the noise that we're going to go into, תתחיל לסע noise בורי ושמו. סטירס הסוגיס. And by the ksubis state, בורי ושמו, רב יודה הולס, חייב. And בובי קאמה, לגבי the case of שור שנוגח את ספורו. And the מזיק אומר שמו, I don't know what my cow did, my shore did. And the בלפורו says, I saw that it was מזיק. Zogt Rab Yude, Amoitzi Mechavei Roi Olav Araye, we don't say Bori V'Shem or Bori Yodif. Frek, this is a stira. By us, Rab Yude holds Bori V'Shem or Bori Yodif. By us, he holds Bori V'Shem or Bori Yodif. And there he holds Bori V'Shem or Lav Bori Yodif. This is be'etzem the kasha of them shtol Teisus. And Teisus says a word, Ve'en loymar de Rab Yude kisumchus do'om amom namutel besofek cholkin. Taisus has a tzad that lefi sumchus, then bori v'shem or bori odif. Loi lefi sumchus, bori v'shem or lav bori odif. And this needs a lot of hesbo. What are the shaykhs? What are the shaykhs? What is the tchilas advorim here? What is the shaykhs sumchus? So bori v'shem or bori odif or not? Sumchus mino amam amutel b'safik cholkim. So again, the kasha of Taisus is shnolling stiras asugyas. By us we learn lefir abyuda bori v'shem or bori odif, and by bekam eshleit bori v'shem or la bori odif. Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow, we go in barachovah.